Blog Talk Radio.
With Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Oh, yeah, you scream, I scream, we all scream for ice cream with stuff added into it. Yeah, no longer do we settle for simply like chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. Ice cream desserts are practically turned into candies. Now, when you go to an Asian restaurant, the ice cream choices are completely different in a good Asian restaurant. Of course, we're talking red bean, green tea, and ginger. But now, a company called Mr. Green Tea is producing pints of these flavors, along with one called Chai Latte. Now, the question is, what's it all about? And where can we find these most refreshing desserts? We'll find out right after a word from my sponsor.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies. And that's no fairy tale.
Yes, and you can get these wonderful brownies by going to www.brownies.com. But now, well, listen, I guess you could put the ice cream on top of the brownies. Now we have Mr. Green Tea. Or rather, introduce yourself, Mr. Green Tea.
Hi, how you doing, Merle?
Hi.
It's my name is Michael Emmanuel, and I am the vice president of Mr. Green Tea Ice Cream Company.
Mm-hmm. So, now, by the way, I tasted them all.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, because I was, in terms of like the red bean, because I was reading things like, you know, people talking about the red bean being grainy, is that what they were commenting? I didn't find anything great.
I think those are people that melted their ice cream and refroze it and then want to blame it on the bean
Yeah. Oh, okay. I found everything to be refreshing. But I'm going to let you talk all about this. But why, I mean, of all ice creams, why did you decide on the Asian ice creams?
Well, it's an old company. My grandfather started the company, Mr. Green Tea, about 50 years ago in 1968 in Brooklyn. He was always in the dairy industry and basically saw the need, as new Asian restaurants were starting to pop up in New York and sushi and hibachi was starting to get very popular. He saw the need to cater to these restaurants and provide them a traditional dessert that you would normally get in Japan, and that is high quality super premium ice creams that are different than the American versions. So the flavors he developed were the green tea, the red bean or azuki bean, and the ginger. And what's important about them is these flavors have much less sugar than a normal American ice cream, and it's more about the flavor, similar to how our Italian gelato is. And they're very creamy, they're very heavy, and we don't pump a lot of air into it. And basically Mr. Green Tea was born on that idea.
So you've been doing this for how many years, and how much has it expanded?
The company's been around for, like I said, about 48 years, and, you know, we've expanded greatly most so in the last 5 to 6 to 7 years. We service most of the Asian restaurants, the majority of the Asian restaurants in the New York tri-state area, Connecticut, Philadelphia, all the way up to Maine. We have a second office in Miami, Florida, that services Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and most of southern Florida. And recently we launched a retail line of pints, as you were discussing, green tea, red bean, ginger, and chai latte that are now available in a lot of high-end retail stores, such as Whole Foods, Fairway Markets, King's, King Cullen, ShopRite, soon to be Stop and Shop, and on our online store as well if you're not in the Northeast.
Okay, so what makes yours different? I mean, if I go into an Asian restaurant,
mm-hmm,
and I'm having ice cream, and will I know that it's not yours? Is there something about...
Yeah, you will know it's ours. You'll know ours by simply the taste and the look. It is very deep and dark in flavor, because deep and dark in color and flavor, because they're all natural products. If you're tasting a green tea ice cream and you're not really sure if it's green tea, it's not ours. But if it punches you in the face with deep, complex, rich notes of tea, that's our product.
That's a good way to describe exactly how I tasted it, yes.
Right? Isn't that a pretty good description?
Yes. That's a great description.
Yeah. But and that's the entire mantra of our business, almost, is all our flavors are very specific, and we really go through great lengths to find the best ingredients available. All of our products are all natural. They're all GMO-free. They're artificial hormone-free. They are high fructose corn syrup-free. They're the whole nine yards. There's only 5 ingredients, in fact, in each of the flavors. Milk, cream, pure cane sugar, the flavoring itself, whether it's hand-picked tea leaves from China or the best Australian ginger, and all-natural stabilizer. And that's it, nothing else.
Right. So what we're getting is we're not looking at they're flavored. They actually have the ingredient in it.
Correct. We're not going to some flavor manufacturer and saying, hey, I need ginger flavor in a bottle. No, we are getting ginger root. We are pureeing it. We are putting it in our products. We are getting the best tea leaves from China and various sources from around Asia. We're bringing them in. We are turning them into the finest green tea ice cream.
Now, let me ask you, with the green tea, how are you, do you first have to, make tea and then do this, or how does this work?
That is a proprietary trade secret that's registered in the United States Patent and Trademark Office to us, and we're the only ones that do it. It's a very closely guarded family secret on how we turn raw tea leaves into our green tea ice cream.
Okay. In other words, you'd have to kill everybody.
Exactly, I could tell you, but then I have to kill you. Yeah.
Yeah, because it just suddenly occurred to me about doing that. I'm suddenly thinking, how in the world do you get... Because I know that they have things like green tea powder or green
mm-hmm.
tea... But,
there's many different ways. Obviously, the typical way to make tea is you steep it in hot water, and then you end up with a tea. Also, a lot of other ways to do it is you can buy the instant type of tea, and that's basically very finely powdered, and it dissolves in hot water when you do it. Ours is a completely different proprietary method that is owned and operated only by us.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, I could tell you. I'm sorry, but I can tell you that it's the finest teas we start out with.
Okay. Now, I was just curious because it suddenly occurred to me in terms of, it's like, you know, when they make coffee ice cream, it's like,
mm-hmm.
well, how do they, you know, you're talking about you're brewing coffee and water, yeah, and you got to get rid of the water.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you got to realize most companies don't do what we do. Most companies, and including the big name ones, the ones that everyone's very acquainted with, buy flavorings from large flavoring companies. And it's cheaper that way. It's much easier. It's easier to control your quality because you're getting the same exact chemically induced flavor every single time. It's much more difficult the way we do it because, as we all know, not every, fruit and vegetable that grows is exactly the same or tastes exactly the same. You could get
right.
two pieces of ginger that are coming from the same farm, the same crop, and they could be different sizes. They could be different flavors. Some could be milder. Some could be spicier. It's really up to my the chefs, so to speak, the guys that manufacture the ice cream that have really, really sensitive taste buds to taste the products that we have and put in a different amount each time to make sure the flavor is always the same. That's the hard way to do it. That's the correct way to do it. These other manufacturers don't do that. Other manufacturers that do coffee ice cream, that do chocolate ice cream, are buying a coffee flavor and pouring it in at a specific rate.
One of the things I've always found when it comes to coffee ice cream is that if it's coffee flavored in there, for some reason the flavoring seems to have taste like wet maple walnuts.
I can't comment on that. I don't know why it would taste like walnuts. Maybe they didn't clean their machinery out before they made their maple walnut ice cream.
It's a particular thing when you're making and when you're doing something that's for coffee flavor, for some reason that seems to be in it, or they think that
the extraction of that flavor. Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure. We don't make a coffee.
We do make
a coffee ice cream, but it's in very small quantities. Very few customers ask for, Asian customers, Asian restaurants ask for a coffee ice cream, especially when our signature flavors, the green tea, the red bean, the ginger, the chai latte, are so popular and so in demand. There's not a ton of reason to provide them with a coffee.
Sure. But now I also understand. I mean, you have other products as well that we would find going to an Asian restaurant or the stores.
Correct. No, the only retail products available in stores are our pints and our online store at MrGreenTeaIceCream.com. But the fact of the matter is, if you walk into most Asian restaurants in the greater New York City area, and you're presented with unique, different desserts that have Asian flair to them, that have fusion involved, they probably originated with us. Like I said, we do all those ice creams. We also do a product called mochi ice cream, which is mochi in Japan is traditionally a sweet rice dough. And in Japan, they have another product called daifuki. And what daifuki is this sweet rice dough wrapped around a bitter red bean paste. Well, Americans, that's not really very, palatable for Americans. So what we do is instead of putting bitter red bean paste inside, we put ice cream. So we put our green tea, our red bean, our ginger, our vanilla ice cream inside this sweet rice dough. And you end up with basically a little ice cream dumpling or a little ice cream ravioli with this very, very delicate, thin, sweet dough on the outside. And that product is known as mochi. And we are the originators of mochi ice cream. There are other, companies in the market that say they're the first ones to do it, but we've been doing it for decades.
So would I see if I'm buying it in an Asian restaurant, I mean, not an Asian, in an Asian supermarket, should I look for Mr. Green Tea on the back?
No, because we don't manufacture any mochi to retail. And the reason is that it's a very delicate product, and it gets damaged very easy. And most consumers are very used to going to the store and buying their frozen items at the end of their shopping trip, right? They throw their frozen meat, their frozen chicken, their ice cream in their cart right before they go check out. And they know in their heads they have about 25 or 30 minutes to get home before that stuff starts to thaw. If you were to apply that same 25 or 30 minutes to mochi ice cream, it would be destroyed. And you'd put it in your freezer and it would refreeze, and you would go to eat it, and the dough would be chewy and thick and shoe leathery, and you would think this is what mochi is because it's not a very mainstream product. But that thick, leathery skin happened because the product was thawed and refrozen. Now, if we're doing it into restaurants, that doesn't happen because it goes from my factory onto my frozen trucks, gets delivered by our highly trained staff into the restaurants, which we train how to care for the mochi, and then directly to the consumer, directly to the restaurant goer.
Well, that's great. Now let me ask you, for instance, would I expect a restaurant such as Benihana's to have your product?
Benihana is not one of my customers.
Okay.
We cater to the more high-end type restaurant, so more of your very well-known sushi houses in New York City, like Sushi Yosada, which happens to be one of the best in the country, is one of our customers. A lot of different high-end fusion places are our customers. Your typical everyday hibachi house, not really our customer usually.
Okay. So that's okay. So we expect
they tend to do business in quantity. Those large sushi houses, you know, they're in business to take in as many people as they can, give them a good show on their hibachi tables, and get them out of the door and turn over that table. My customers are more all about the quality of the product and very highly trained chefs. A lot of celebrity chefs use my product. So yeah, that's who we cater to.
Now, when you decided on the chai latte, which is I guess more, well, I don't say it's more of I don't know what you would
chai. I mean, masala chai is Indian.
It's
traditionally an Indian beverage. Yeah, but it's Asia. You know, it's an Asian beverage.
Right.
Basically, and latte is obviously Italian, so we're all over the place on the map on that one. But the idea with chai latte was, you know, being in a social media world now, we see what everyone thinks. We see what everyone likes. People are always taking pictures of their meals and commenting on good food. And during the winter months when Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts and all these great coffee houses come out with their latte drinks, whether it's the pumpkin spice latte or a chai latte, all these seasonal beverages, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all the social medias explode with people saying how much they love, oh, you know, my life is complete, Dunkin' Donuts has their pumpkin spice latte. So we really wanted to take that beverage that people are crazy about, this spiced beverage craze that's going on right now in New York City and the whole country, and turn that into a very different and unique ice cream. And that's what we did. It's very similar in flavor profile to these spiced beverages that you get in pretty much any coffee house across the country. And it is not designed to be a vanilla or too mainstream. It is a spicy flavor. It's strong in profile. It's got a lot of cinnamon and cardamom and nutmeg and all sorts of great stuff in it. And it is it's every bit as strong as you would get at a real traditional coffee house.
It by the way, it is delicious.
It's awesome. It's an unbelievable flavor. It is. And it's an ice cream that you could eat in winter. Not that you can't eat any ice cream in winter. In fact, ice cream sales in winter go up, but which is a crazy thought in itself. But it's almost like a gingerbread cookie. It's almost like a very comforting flavor, a warming flavor that you really get used to in the holiday season.
Now, I just like this. My thought just left me. What I had found was that with your ice creams, they're more cleansing, refreshing than if you had something like, you know, chocolate and all those other kind of ice creams. It's like those kind of ice creams are dessert.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As opposed to I'm finding your ice cream as palate refreshing palate cleansers.
Yeah, it's very clean on the tongue, as we say, right? It's very it's a very clean taste, very clean on the tongue. And that comes back to our ingredient sourcing. And that's, you know, when you're buying a cheap ice cream, an inexpensive product that's designed to just be, as we call it in the industry, cold and sweet, right? That's all it has to be. As long as it's cold and sweet and resembles chocolate or resembles vanilla, it's going to sell at the shore and people are going to eat it. Our products aren't about that. They're about the quality of the ingredients. And we discussed this the other day, actually. It's almost like fine Italian cooking. Fine Italian cooking is not about loading up your pot with 55 different ingredients. It's about finding the best four or five ingredients you could possibly get, the best tomatoes, the best olive oil, the best this, the best that. our products are like that. And when you taste them, you might not realize that's what you're tasting, but it is. We're sourcing the best milk, the very, very best cream that you could possibly get, pure cane sugar. And what happens is your tongue is not overloaded with chemical sensations and flavors trying to be something else, but rather you get that very clean taste of just the ingredient itself, the green tea, the azuki bean, the ginger. And it's very, very refreshing on the tongue because of how clean the product is, how clean the ingredients list is.
Well, one thing that people should get is in terms of their, like, an expectation. I mean, it's to not have one. When you're eating it, if you haven't had it before, you need to
clear your mind.
Taste.
You need to clear your mind, yeah.
Yeah, clear your mind and just get the full taste. It's like,
yeah.
I guess, you know, it's like sometimes, you know, like with, I guess, spices and herbs, and you kind of get, well, instead of making a judgment of whether you like it or don't like it, get a sense of how it's feeling in your palate. And then that's it. And then at another time, I mean, I a lot of times that's how I eat, except something that's like, in terms of my palate, if it's spicy, hot, then that's a no-no because of what it's doing around my tongue and et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, it's like as I'm eating your ice cream, I'm going, okay, so this is how it tastes. You know, I'm getting that, like, okay, I've had green tea, and this is how it tastes, and it's not going to taste like the same green tea, you know, that I may have in the house.
But yet it does.
Yeah, I mean, basically does, but it's not, but it could be a different quality of green tea.
It could be, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Which
Very
is what
true.
You have to get in your head is that if you go, oh, this is not the green tea I've had, well, maybe you're not having a really good green tea.
Exactly. If you go to any tea store, I mean, you go to Teavana in the mall, right? And you see the different qualities of tea. Tea gets expensive. Tea gets expensive fast. And you can buy green tea for, you know, $15 an ounce. I think that's how Teavana sells it in these tea places, is by the ounce, for $15. And you could spend $400 an ounce on the stuff.
Right.
And, you know, the stuff that's $400 an ounce is very special. It's grown on the top of the mountains in the Himalayas in China and has less oxygen. As a result of having less oxygen, it has to grow more chlorophyll to extract more light out of the air and survive. And it's these high-altitude, shade-grown teas that become very, very expensive. But what you get out of those are these very unique, very different flavors that you're not used to. And these are the teas that we're using in our product. Are the very highest quality. You can't buy better teas than we do. They're not available. It's very different. There's no other way to explain it. You got to try it yourself. It's a very, very unique product. There's nothing like it on the market. And you might have tried some other companies' green tea ice cream. It's not ours. It's a completely different ballgame.
Well, I kind of get that because it didn't taste like, I didn't get a sense of it tasted like green tea ice cream that I've had before.
Yeah, yeah. And it's the same thing with the chai latte. Think about it. If you're, you know, a big-time baker or anything, you're not using pre-ground cinnamon. You're using the real stuff. You're using the real Saigon, cinnamon bark. And it's a completely different taste. Yeah, they're both cinnamon. They both have that same cinnamony taste. But the deep, complex flavors are completely unique. It's the same thing that's going on in our ice cream. We're not buying off-the-shelf cinnamon or off-the-shelf tea or off-the-shelf ginger. We're buying the best. And you're getting these very complex gourmet notes of those flavors in our product. The milk, the cream, the sugar is almost just like the canvas, you know?
Right.
And it's the ingredients that are coming through, whether it's the cinnamon in our chai latte or the baby ginger from Australia in our ginger ice cream, that is really coming through, and those notes are those flavor notes are really playing on your tongue, and you know, that's what makes Mr. Green Tea, who we are. That's why we're in business for 50 years. Listen, we always say, when people talk about the most brutal industries in the world, it's always the restaurant industry. The restaurant industry is the most cutthroat, difficult industry to succeed at, right? Everyone always has a cousin or an uncle or this that opened up a restaurant and knew what they were doing and was an excellent cook but ultimately failed. We've been in business for 50 years in New York City, the New York City restaurant industry, one of the great foodie towns of the world, and we've been providing high-quality products to the finest restaurants in the best foodie town for 50 years. I think that speaks a lot to how we do business and the quality of our ingredients and the quality of our products.
Well, I can certainly tell. What was interesting with the red bean was I know I've had it before. Definitely wasn't yours because it was like there was almost a part of me dreading to taste the red bean.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, I'm just going to taste it for the taste. And when I tasted it, I got, this is not, obviously what I've not had, what I haven't had when I was in a restaurant.
Exactly. You probably had some other company, like I said, cold and sweet, had a bunch of chemicals in it, probably used some off-the-shelf corn syrup flavored to taste like azuki beans. And that's what you had, and it was gross and thick and didn't have the beautiful notes. Now, people get scared by bean, red bean. It sounds like I'm putting, like, you know, cannellini beans or pinto beans into my ice cream. That's not the case at all. The azuki bean or red bean is a bean native of Japan. It's a small little red bean, but it's a sweet bean. It's high in starch and high in sugar content. And you got to realize the most popular flavor in America is vanilla, right? Vanilla is a bean, vanilla bean ice cream.
Right.
You know,
true,
and this azuki bean is kind of like almost like a Japanese vanilla bean. It's very, very, once you cook it down and once you get the starches to turn into sugars before we place it in our ice cream, it has a very mellow, vanilla-like flavor to it. But it's different. It's not a vanilla. It's unique, and it has these nutty, honey flavor notes to it, and it's a very mild and very gentle flavor, very unique, nothing like it on the market.
So in other words, this isn't the kind of bean where you go to the store and you buy them in a can.
No, these are not the kind of beans you're putting in your three bean chili. Exactly. No, these are this is a serious you know, gourmet type bean that only comes from Japan, and if it's not made in Japan and grown in Japan, it's not technically an azuki bean. And, yeah, we like I said, we import everything from Japan. All those azuki beans come right from the source. And we turn them into our azuki bean ice cream, our red bean ice cream.
That's really – this will be interesting. One of my friends is coming over tomorrow and we tend to like the same type of food, and especially Asian food, going to Japanese and Chinese restaurants. And it'll be very interesting because I had told her, I said, well, you got to taste these things. They're not the stuff you've tasted before.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And it's the perfect crescendo to a Japanese meal. I mean, think about it. When you go to a really good sushi house, it's all about the quality of the fish and the way the chef prepared it, the way the chef cut it, right? You're not hiding or masking the flavors of this fish with heavy salts or cooking it a whole lot, killing the flavors. It's all about the ingredient. It's all about how the artist, the chef, prepared that ingredient for you to consume. It's the same way with our ice creams. It's a perfect match.
Well, as a matter of fact, what I had today, I was at Stop and Shop. I forgot to look to see if they had the ice cream.
We are not in Stop and Shop yet. We will be launching in Stop and Shop the week of February 17th.
Oh, okay. But they have an area where they make sushi. So that's what I brought home. I brought, you know, a couple of things home, and I had that for lunch, and then they had the ice cream afterwards, and I went, oh, how perfect. Especially, I was about to have the ginger until I realized the ginger's not going to do anything because I've just been sticking ginger on everything.
Yeah.
So I want to try the chai latte as a complement to it. And it was like, wow, this is This is really great.
You really want to have something special? Do an apple pie a la mode with, instead of vanilla ice cream, without chai latte ice cream. That's a special dessert right there.
You just gave me even a better idea.
That is, if we do it here in the office, just to enjoy yourselves, and that is a very special dessert. That's a great dessert for the holidays. For you people out there that are looking for something unique to wow your guests on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, go out, buy some of our chai latte ice cream, buy it from our online store, and put it with some apple pie, and you will be blown away.
I was just at this place that makes challah bread, but all kinds of flavors. They just got on TV called Hollywood bread. And one of the things that they have is an apple cinnamon one, and it's like it's a breakaway kind of bread. So instead of being braided, so it's like you're pulling out like buns kind of a thing to eat. So now I'm gonna try this with the chai latte, or I'm also gonna attempt to take that bread to make like a bread pudding, and then you make the bread and you have it a la mode.
Exactly. Perfect. Yep, with the chai.
Oh, God. Excuse me while I...
Salivate?
The drool is coming out the right side of my mouth at the moment, and I just wanted to wipe it off so it doesn't get all on the computer. So... Now, in terms of, like, going on your website, which is it MrGreenTea.com?
It's MrGreenTeaIceCream.com.
We are launching
a new website with new lower prices for our online shipping, our online store, at MrGreenTea.com. And we're going to be launching that right in the new year, like January 2nd. And there'll be new lower pricing for our pints and a new easier-to-navigate website. But right now it's MrGreenTeaIceCream.com. You could go on there and purchase our pints and have them sent directly to your doorstep. But be warned, you know, ice cream is pricey to ship. You need to get your ice cream, obviously, the ice cream itself, which is like $4 or $5 a pint in a retail store. And then you need your insulated cooler. You need your dry ice. You need your overnight shipping. You need all your licenses to be able to ship dry ice in an airplane. It gets pricey. We are, without question, the cheapest, the least expensive in the industry because of how much we ship out. You know, you could compare us to eCreamery or Grater's or some of these other companies that ship ice cream overnight out, and we are by far the cheapest. And the other thing is we do flat pricing, where a lot of the other online ice cream companies will say, all right, well, this is what our ice cream costs, but you have to pay shipping yourself. And if you don't have a big UPS account like we do, you get, you know, UPS really charges you a lot for shipping.
Right.
What we do is a flat rate. It's $99 for 12 pints. There's never any surprises at checkout. It's always going to be that price. You're not going to get a bill back from UPS saying, well, you know what, you weren't there for pickup. It costs an extra $15, blah, 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 all that. It's always going to be the same price with us. And the new website is going to even lower that price further.
Wow. Now, do you have on the website, is there a locator to find out if a store near you has the ice cream? Oh,
yep.
That's good.
There is. And for New Yorkers and New Jersey natives, any Whole Foods works, Connecticut for that matter too, any Whole Foods works, any King's, any King Cullen for the people listening on Long Island.
Do all the fairways have it?
All the fairways should have it, yep. They might be sold out this time of year, certain fairways, but yeah, they are all supposed to have it. And various Asian groceries and high-end grocery stores. And if you don't see it, tell a manager you want Mr. Green Tea and let us know. We'll send a salesperson in it, and before you know it, we'll have a product on the shelves.
Aha! I will be doing that.
Good. Let me know where you're going to do that so I can follow up.
One of the things I'm going to be doing is emailing the person that handles the ice cream at Fairway to make sure that the products are available at all of the fairways.
Good.
Because I have to tell them because I don't want to lie when I'm writing about it that you can get it at all the Fairway supermarkets.
I mean, listen, we have, you know, representatives that go out and check. They are at all the fairways. We're on the shelves at all the fairways. But the product sells fast in New York, obviously. You know, New Yorkers are starting to really make that connection that, hey, listen, these products that I've been eating at my favorite sushi restaurant for the past 30 years is Mr. Green Tea, actually. And now they're walking to the stores, seeing our pints, seeing our labels, and buying it.
Yeah, what I and I just want to kind of add, I mean, like, my palate has, like, changed a little bit because whereas I was going crazy on Grater's ice cream, which I love, but I know what I found after a while, it wasn't doing what I needed it to do when I want to have ice cream.
I have not found a product, and this is not me being biased. This is being 100% truthful. I have not found a product in America. Now, this is an exception I'm saying in America because the Italian gelato, the gelateria in Italy are excellent at this. But I have not found a commercially available ice cream in America that vanishes off your palate and is as clean as Mr. Green Tea is. A lot of these other companies, whether it's the one you just discussed or the big one, Häagen-Dazs or any of them, or Ben & Jerry's, and all of them are excellent products. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're not. But all of them have this very thick, chewy, overly creamy mouthfeel. And I feel like when you're eating these products, that's the pronounced flavor, is cream and milk. Okay? And where our products are the opposite. Our products are more like the Italian gelatos from the gelaterias and everything, and they're more, rather being the overly creamy, it's all about the flavor. It's all about the ginger. It's all about the tea. It's all about the chai spices. And I have not found a product in America that has that same cleanliness, that same feel that we have.
And I can understand what you say. This is going to be very interesting with my friend coming over tomorrow, and seeing her reaction to this, to having these ice creams.
You have to call me back and let me know her reaction.
Definitely. I'm also going to kind of experiment with them to see, like with the thing with the apple. It's something I'm going to try. I have to think of something that I would use with the ginger.
The ginger goes very, very well with, like, a lemon crisp cookie or, like, some type of lemon dessert. Yeah, exactly, like a lemon graham cake or something like that, lemon meringue cake with, like, a graham cracker crust that goes really good with. The ginger goes well with that, and the green tea goes unbelievable with dark chocolate. The green tea and the dark chocolate is an absolute match in heaven.
In other words, I should have the green tea ice cream and have a piece of dark chocolate?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You should. Really good fudge brownie topped with our green tea ice cream.
Oh, no. Did you hear the commercial?
I did. Exactly. Perfect. We should team up.
That is like an unbelievable brownie. No one has topped that brownie.
I have to top it with some green tea ice cream. That's what it has to be topped with.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try it with the green tea ice cream, and then what I'll do is I'm also going to put this information on their blog. How it goes with it.
Great.
Well, that's.
And put it on my Facebook page as well, please.
Oh, sure. Okay. Now that's dessert.
How it's supposed to be done, exactly.
Yeah, that's dessert. That's not the, I feel like, simply cleaning my palate.
yeah, that's a no-joke dessert. That is.
Well, and I never thought of green tea, although.
They both have those earthy, dark tones, those both earthy, complex flavors that really go so well together.
There is a, when I go to the chocolate show, there is a company from Japan that has these, it's a green tea with covered in chocolate.
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay, so that's what I get to experiment with today.
Great. Well, let me know how it goes.
Okay, to see how the ice creams go with Belgian chocolate,
mm-hmm.
because I have that, and how the ice creams go with the brownies.
And I can tell you right now, they're going to go great together.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Good.
I'll be sugared out.
Exactly, you'll be bouncing off the walls.
Yeah. Well, I so appreciate your calling in.
No problem.
This is great to hear. And yes, we'll follow up on this.
Good, yeah, give us a call. I'm always here.
Yeah. As I, you know, experiment with things, and also to kind of see like when I'm eating, what winds up being best. Like for instance, like tonight I might have like meatloaf,
mm-hmm.
and then say, okay, which ice cream would be the best to clear your palate when you're, it's like, you know, dealing with
I can honestly say I've never tried that combination, but I would like you to tell me which one goes best.
Which one clears the palate best. I mean, fish is easy. Fish, you know, the ginger one is perfect.
Oh, fish is easy. I mean, that's what we've been paired with for 50 years is fish, raw fish.
Right.
Exactly.
But,
yeah.
But the thing is, what would be best with the meat? I wonder.
I don't
know.
We'll see.
Okay. I'll let you know, because I'm thinking the chai latte, only because people have coffee after they have a meal.
Exactly.
Exactly. You know, and even though it's not, there's no coffee in it, it has, it's that same kind of flavoring if you
exactly,
had chai latte.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we'll see with that.
Sounds
okay.
Good. Well, enjoy and let me know how it goes. It was great talking to you. And, yeah, like I said, our products are available online at MrGreenTeaIceCream.com. Please go to our Facebook page and tell us what you think. And look for us in high-end supermarkets soon to be across the country.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a fabulous day. And in case I don't speak to you before, have a fabulous Christmas.
Yes,
and
happy holidays.
Do,
Merry Christmas.
And if I do speak to you before, still have a very Merry Christmas.
Okay, great. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So I will definitely be doing some experimenting with this ice cream. And I do urge people to try this. This is, as I said, it's a different experience of ice cream. So, I guess I'm going to end the show now. So, believe my next show, unless I could do one before, I will be doing something on Hollywood, as I pronounce it. So until then, have a great day, evening, or wherever you are. It's a nice day. It's not freezing out today. Matter of fact, Sunday they said it's going to be like 70 degrees. I don't know what this weird crap here. I'll tell you. Oh, the chickens.